two dimensions to Giyur. This is expressed by Rus. Amecha mi, you have to embrace the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, even Jewish history, as we'll talk about, Velokai Chalokai, and then there's the theology, there's the Ben Adam Lamakom. What I'd like to try to do is add perhaps some nuance to that approach, which is, of course, a very important approach, based on what we have in front of us. So let me begin with the Gemara and Yevamos and Daf Mem Zayin. Tanu Rabbanon, Ger Shabal Yisgayer Bizman Hazeh, Omrim Lo, Mara Isa Shabasal Yisgayer, Yata Yodeya, She Yisrael Bizman Hazeh, Devuyim, Dechufim, Schufim, Miturafim, Yisurin, Boyin Aleihem. Don't you know that the Jews are persecuted, downtrodden, that they're often subject to violent attack? So, im omer yodea ani ve'eni chedai, if he says, yes, I know, and I don't even feel worthy of joining such a people, mekablen oso miyad. So what that really means, mekablen oso miyad, you know, literally probably means, okay, you can accept them as a ger right then and there. But we know, right, based on our studies, of krisos daf tes, bechoros daf lam, that really can't be exactly what it means. There has to be Mila, Tfila, Hartzaz Damim, Kabbalah Satora. So Mikablan Oso Miyad is probably that this is the gate. You know, this is stage one. So, you know, what is the nature of these questions? One way of looking at it is that we want to make sure he doesn't have an ulterior motive. L'chatchila, the Gemara Nivamos Daf Chav Dalet says that a ger that has an Allah or Siba, in Eli, I should say, a Siba, some ulterior motive, l'chatchila, we wouldn't accept such a ger. But the Yeved, you know, kulam gerim gemurim heim, as long as they really accept the Torah. But maybe we're trying to establish that they are not motivated by, you know, false conceptions of wealth or prominence or prestige or whatever the case is. That's one way of looking at this. I think there's another way of looking at this. Another way of looking at this, as I just alluded to, is not we're not just trying to control for people who don't have the proper motivations, which is why, by the way, a takana was made that they didn't accept gerim during the heady days of David and Shlomo, but that we're actually trying to make a broader point. That the first step of giur, as Rus noted, was not elokai echalokai, but amei chami. And amei chami means that you have to accept, first and foremost, the tzar of the Jewish people. When the Rambam describes somebody who forfeits their chelak in olam haba because they're poresh midarchei tzibur, so the Rambam describes somebody, it's not really a question of their performance of mitzvos, but eno nichnas b'tzarasan, eno misane b'tanisan, they're not interested in the suffering of the Jewish people. So that's the first thing that we mention, is that it's about embracing sort of the Jewish people as a nation, and of course, you know, what the Jewish people go through. I think it's much more fundamental than just ascertaining, you know, do they have sort of kind of some false, you know, preconception of what it means to be a member of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so going on in the Gemara, Modino so mitzas mitzos kalos, mitzos mitzos chamuros, you don't teach them everything, but you teach them a sampling. Mitzvos kalos, mitzvos chamuros, modin oso avon leket shichecha v'peya, maiser ani. I always like this line in the Gemara, right, how important tzedakah is, that's a national mitzvah, right, the Rambam says that's our national pastime, it takes us back to Avraham Avinu, because he was careful to be mitzava, bano b'neso acharav, lasos tzedakah mishpat, modin oso nonshel shel mitzvos, omrim lo hevi yodea, sh'ad shel basa, right? Then in a very technical sense, you're exposing yourself to many liabilities. Right? You have to tell them that there's also a reward. It has to be something kind of objective presentation. We don't drive him crazy. Kibel, malinoso miyad, etc., etc. You make sure the milo is good. You have the tvila, etc. Modino so mixas mitzas kalus, mixas mitzas chamuros, tava va'alav, harehu ki Yisrael v'chol daver. Mila, tevila, obviously can't have the karban mizman hazeh. As we discussed, that we'll have to wait for, you know, bimheira yibane beis hamikdash, and you have the Kabbalah satorah. Okay, very good. So, here again, we saw that there's a kind of amechami velokai chalokai, right? There's a presentation of Jewish history, which again, I'm saying is not about just rooting out those with ulterior motives, but it's really a test to see whether they embrace Klal Yisrael. Number two, then you start going through the mitzvos. Okay, so far, it might adhere to the conventionally accepted paradigm. Let's take a look now at the Rambam in Isurei Bia, Perek Yedalad. Okay, Shimshi, go ahead. Ketzad Mikablin, Geirei HaTzedek. Right, again, we make sure that there's no ulterior motive, okay?
So if he says he doesn't care about all those, then you, that's what we mentioned, that was like the first step. So then you, here he goes into more detail than we did before. So you teach him like the roots of a religion, which is the unity of Hashem and the prohibition of non-Jews.
Well, the prohibition of idolatry, the Rambam Kedarko, right, puts a very heavy emphasis on theology. So I was hoping you'd pick up on a little proof to the idea I said before. According to the Rambam, there's two separate dinim. First, you have to clarify if they have some alternative or ulterior motive. V'yivdiku achara v'lo yimtzu ila. And then, omrim lo mara isa shabas liskayr. It's a separate din. So the whole questioning about, you know, don't you know the Jewish people don't exactly have it so easy in the world is not the same question as, do you have some ulterior motive? You think you're going to get rich and famous, you know, enjoying the Jewish people who win all these Nobel Prizes, you know, that it's a little bit more complicated than that. Okay, so then the Rambam basically goes on to present the Gemara, and he has some important formulations that time won't allow us to develop in full. Then he describes, as the Gemara describes, a process of Mila and Tvila, and that is, you know, the Rambam's presentation. I heard a number of you mention that the Rambam here does deal with the question of Olam Haba, and if this is the only source you have, you would think the Rambam was saying perhaps Olam Haba was somehow limited to Klal Yisrael, but that's, again, Chasidei Umos Olam also have Olam Haba. So what the meaning here of the Rambam saying that Olam Haba is reserved for the Tzadikim V'Hem Yisrael, Havi Yodea Sholam Haba in Utsafan Ol Tzadikim V'Hem Yisrael, is really a reflection of the idea of Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chilek Olam Haba. Okay, very good. So far, no great Chidushim. We're still operating within the standard paradigm, the standard conventional wisdom, that there are two dimensions of Gior, Amei Chami V'Lokai Echalokai, embracing the Jewish people, which, again, we have a little diuk in the Rambam, that it's not the same as just ferrying it out the ulterior motives, and then Elokai Echalokai, keeping a mitzvos. I'd like to make my basic point in the last 3.5 minutes of Shir, right, from the Gemara Nivamos and Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Okay, so Eitan Nissel, go ahead. Here, I think that there's something more profound. Ein mar ben olav, ein medaktik in love. Amar Rabba Lazar. Mai kra, dechsev.
Mai kra, dechsev.
Vateira ki misametza sila lecha sita. Naomi saw that Rus was motivated, determined. Vatechta ladaber ila. Once the ger, the gioris, establishes their credentials, you move forward. Amrala. Osirland Chum Shabbos. Right, we can't go outside of the boundary on Shabbos, Midrabban on 2000 Amen. So she says, Basher Telchi Eilech. Okay. Osirland Yichud. We can't be alone with members of the opposite gender, Basher Talini Alin. Good. Okay, now this is the critical line. Mifagdinan, we've given a tzivoy in Sheish meos hu shlosha se mitzvos. Don't you know we have taryak mitzvos? We have so many mitzvos. So what was the response that Rus gave? Amechami. Osir lanavodas kochavim. There's a reason you made that mistake. Elokayach, elokay. Okay, etc., etc. So what's the big chiddush of this Gemara? And how is it going to lead me in a direction of a new interpretation of what I think Amechami really means, beyond just what we said before? So what was so striking about it? Avi Rosenberg, right? The question that was posed is, don't you know that we have Taryag Mitzvos? And Rus's response is, you would have expected what Eitan said. Her response should have been, Elokai Ech Elokai? Yeah, okay. But if those are the mitzvos of Hashem, so I have to keep those mitzvos. But what did she say instead? What was her response? A little surprising, her response, Avi. What was her response to Naomi saying, don't you know we have Taryag Mitzvos? Avi, go ahead. She said the words. Not Elokai Ech Elokai. Right, that was the response to the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, but... No. Amechami. Right, so what's the significance of that, David? What does that tell you about Amechami? That Amechami is not only embracing Klal Yisrael, knowing that Klal Yisrael suffer and committing to share in that suffering, that Yisrael dechufin, dechuyin, right, hein... Mitu Rafin Hain. Well, what does Amechami also mean?
That she will, that she accepts, like, that she's part of it.
She accepts Taryag Mitzvos, not Midin Elokai Ech Elokai, but she accepts Taryag Mitzvos Midin Amechami. This to me is marvelous. That now, instead of just saying, you know, Amechami represents sort of, you know, the national dimension and accepting the idea of being a good citizen within the Jewish people. Just one more minute with your permission. Right? And Elokai Ech Elokai represents the religious commitment. It's more nuanced than that. Because Shimshi, what do we really establish? That Amechami itself means two things. Yes, it means, number one, accepting the tsar of the Jewish people. And as we proved from the Rambam, that's not the same as trying to ferret out, you know, trying to eliminate any, you know, inappropriate motivations. But what also does Amechami mean?
What? You keep the mitzvot?
Like exactly. Why? Because
that's like a definition of the nation rather than a definition of their subservience to Hashem.
Exactly. And what does it mean to be a member of Am Yisrael? To Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh? That's a definition. It's like, you know, Lahavdil. Right? And what's America's national pastime? Nobody knows? Baseball. Thank you, Sariel. Okay? So to be an American, right, you have to on some level accept apple pie and baseball. Okay? We'll take away your passport. Okay, so the idea is being a member, Amechami, being a member of Am Yisrael, as Shua likes to say, means accepting the idea that mitzvos are part of our national identity. What we received at Har Sinai was a national identity. It wasn't just specific mitzvos. It wasn't even the totality of Taryag mitzvos. We received a national identity that came along with that. Amech Ami reflects a national identity, and our national identity is the Am HaMitzvos. It's an extremely, extremely important point. So Gufa Amechami has two different components. Yes, the suffering of the Jewish people, the tsar of the Jewish people, Kivi. But beyond that, right, it also means that you accept the national pastime of the Jewish people, which is certainly the idea that we are in Am HaMitzvos. Don't you know, said Naomi, that we have Taryag Mitzvos? Rus responded, Amechami, of course I do. Because that's what it means to be a member of Am Yisrael. And that's why the Gemara in Bechorah says that a Kabbalah HaMitzvos is an intrinsic part of Giyur. You can't become a member of Am Yisrael without acknowledging and affirming and validating all of Taryag Mitzvos, okay? Including all of the things that emerge from lo sasa min adavar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. Okay, very good. We'll hold it up here, and God willing, we'll pick it up tomorrow. My apologies that we went a few minutes over.
Thank you.